I mean, we have so much that God wants to do in us.
Yes.
We have to allow him to do that. We need to allow him to do it quickly.
Yes.
And
we got to get on board.
We got to get on board. And I think first we need what has God spoken to me?
Right.
You know, I mean, he's spoken things to me, obviously you. We just need to understand and ask ourselves each, what has God told me?
Right.
What are the promises?
That's right. Boy, I've got them. I've got them in my little books. And I'll tell you, I encourage you to do that. Write it down. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about Jacob and this wonderful thing that happened to him in Genesis 28 in just a little while. A couple weeks ago, we began this this situation that we do this thing we do now on the show, and that we invite you that if you have a prayer request and you want us to pray live on the air for your need, to text it to our text number that comes directly to my phone right here in the control room at the radio station. It is 727-888-4171, 727-888-4171. And we will pray for your need at the end of the hour coming up, and just take your situation to the throne of God. We continue to see so many amazing answers to prayer, which I'm going to ask you about in just 1 second. Pastor Jim, let's do this station ID right now.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right, there we go. Got to get that in. That's Dave and Lola. And it's so good to be right here on this station. We are in our 11th year, every Sunday afternoon, live here at tantalknetwork.com. And it's exciting to be here every single week. There's just occasionally once or twice we've ever done a rerun. Christmas Day, I think we did, and you know, but we're live here every week, and we have a team, you and me, and then about six others that are real, real blessing to us and to our audience. And we just appreciate our radio team who rotate through and do these shows with me on a weekly basis. Sometimes you host, you'll be hosting pretty soon when I go see my new grandson. And, you know, anyway, it's a joy to be here on the air. So I wanted you to talk about the prayer ministry. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you're listening to Pastor Marcia and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim.
And we do have a prayer ministry. We do ask you to send your prayers to us. We are a people that know, I was going to say believe, but we believe, but we also know that God answers prayers. We've seen him do it many, many times. So we have a prayer ministry. If you have a prayer request, large, small, it doesn't matter, you can email it to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com.
Amen.
And either myself or Betty or Shell, well, all of us will get the prayer request, and then one of us will take it and write a prayer to go along with it for our prayer team to pray, because we do believe in all being on the same page, praying in unity about, you know, whatever your need is. And believe me, we will pray and believe for an answer for whatever your need is. And when God answers your prayer,
amen. When?
Yeah, when God answers your prayer, please let us know. I do have a separate folder in my email where I keep all the praise reports that get emailed back to us. And that's always a good touchstone, I think. We can look back and say, well, you know what? God answered all these prayers. Look at all these prayers God has answered.
Absolutely. And we're going to see that with Jacob here and what he does with that stone in a minute, too, which is important. So we invite you to use our prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And we invite you to send a text if you have a prayer request that you want prayed for live here today on the show towards the end of this second hour. And in addition to all of that, I mentioned earlier our Facebook post every Wednesday night at 7:30. You can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries and see all the ones we've done since the middle of January. Quite a few. There's a lot there. And also, we want to remind you of our Thursday night show, Go Yard.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with me. That's my other name, Mama Mac. I got a lot of names, Nana Florida and Mama Mac and Pastor Marcia and whatever. And hey, you. Anyway, so on Thursday night at 6:06 p.m., Dr. Angel Falzoni from our ministry and a part of this Sunday radio team, and I do a show that's just life coaching. It's on counseling. We're on a new series called Boundaries. You need boundaries. And it's really good. We started it last week, and it'll go on for a few weeks. Excellent. So join us right here on this radio station at 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night. The name of the show is Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. So that's what our goal is there. It's a life coaching show. Dr. Angel is a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And the two of us discuss some very important topics and allow you to call in with questions or comments. This Thursday, every Thursday, 6:06 p.m., right here, TantalkNetwork.com. So, Pastor Jim, it is so important that we stress to our audience that this is not a ministry that's just fly by night, here today, gone tomorrow, which happens so often in ministry. But being in our 16th year, we have a purpose and a goal. And our slogan, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. I'd like you to discuss that for a minute here before we do this song.
Well, first of all, the Word of God. I mean, we're Bible-based, obviously. We believe that the Bible is the Word of God and that it can bring that healing, that restoration to hurting lives, to people that are broken. I'm a case manager by trade, and I know people have, you know, just, and I've been doing social service work for almost 40 years.
Wow. You're old. You're old.
I am. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, therapy and all that kind of stuff, and I'm not putting down what Dr. Angel does.
Right.
But I'm sure.
Sure
she would agree with me. It can only go so far.
Only so far. We agree.
The Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit is what makes those internal changes. And, well, the Word of God is living and active, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts to the dividing of soul and spirit. I mean,
it gets to the heart
of the matter.
Yes.
And it's like better than the most skillful surgeon.
Amen.
The Word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, can do whatever surgery, right, quote unquote, is needed in your life. And that's what we believe. That's what that slogan is all about, that the Word of God can change you, can
Amen.
Heal you, can restore you, can take away your brokenness.
Amen. Well said. Well said. And, you know, you talk about Jacob right here in Genesis 28, and he has this amazing visitation of God in this dream, and God talks to him, and we're going to talk more about that after this song. But I was going to do a different song, and God just said to do this one. So this is the song we're doing, Soul on Fire by the group Third Day. And so often we need one of these times, like I described at the end of this first hour, where God really speaks to us or gives us a vision or reminds us through a prophetic word or whatever of what he's doing and what he's going to do, and it causes our soul to catch on fire, Pastor Jim.
As well it should.
Woo! As well it should. Love this song. Get ready. Third Day. My son Ryan sounds like this guy on Third Day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Same voice.
God, I'm running for you. Thank you.
you again. And Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart to light up my soul.
Love that song, Group Third Day. And I propose, Pastor Jim, that this encounter with Almighty God and the angels in Genesis 28, starting with about verse 13, caused Jacob to be on fire. Something transitioned right here. I want you to talk about that. What happened when God spoke to him, and what he said in verse 16 after he woke up. Talk to us.
I love what he said in verse 16, and I kind of alluded to it before, that, you know, back then the concept was like tribal gods or local gods. And Jacob woke up from his sleep and thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. I wasn't aware of it. And he was afraid because he'd seen God. And that's, you know, he was afraid. And he said, how awesome is this place?
Yeah.
When we have an encounter with the living God.
Yes.
It is awesome. And it mm-hmm. can be fearful. I mean, not. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, it's sometimes I think we trivialize God.
Yeah.
And Jacob saw the Lord and he said, man, I got a real awe for this, you know, I'm in awe of this. I'm fear, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. God is holy and I know good and well, I'm not.
Right.
And this, he says, this is none other than the house of God.
Yeah.
The gate of heaven.
Right.
And wherever the heavens open is the gate of heaven.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, Jesus at his baptism.
Right.
And Mark, the Gospel of Mark, uses a very specific Greek word. It means the heavens were ripped apart.
Open.
There was an open heaven right. when the Holy Spirit came right. down. And that's the same thing that happened on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
The heavens just were opened. And the Holy Spirit fell. And the really cool thing is all of us who are saved, who've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, walk around with that open heaven above
mm-hmm.
us. We have that open heaven.
We have that access to God Almighty.
Right.
Yes.
And I think we need a better revelation, mm-hmm. realization mm-hmm. of that.
Right.
Because we are the house of God.
Right.
And we are the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
If we don't show forth, you know, because you think of gates being open or closed. If we do what God's called us to, if we're obedient, if we trust in Him, if we walk in His ways, then that gate is open. Other people are going to see it. And want to know what's going on.
They're
going
to want to know what's different.
Right.
And
what's going on with you?
You know, and that has happened to me many times in my life. You know, what's going on? You know, what do I see? What do I sense there? And that's our golden ticket. Mm-hmm. It's our golden opportunity to say, God's been doing this. And I'm hanging on to this promise. You know, where we can share a promise. We can say, yeah, I'm holding on to some things right now. I'm some promises, and I know that God is going to fulfill them in my life, even though it doesn't look like that right this moment. But when we are that concentrated and focused, Graham Cook says, you're either going to, when you have a problem, you're either going to focus or you're going to fold. And I like that a lot, because so often people do fold in the midst of the trial. Jacob's being sent to a land he's never been to a people he doesn't know, to find a wife that he had doesn't know anything about. He's not, didn't find her on Facebook or Match. And he is going there sight unseen. But Almighty God goes, I know what you're feeling, Jacob. Let me just talk to you for a minute and reveal myself to you. Whoa.
Well, he gave Jacob these promises.
Yeah.
Said he said, first of all, you're inheriting the promises I gave to Abraham and Isaac. And
right.
I'm going to be with you. I'm going to take you there. And I'm going to bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that had to be a comfort to him, because at least on some level, Jacob was able to believe that.
Right.
Because he did move on. I mean, he did a really cool thing.
Yeah.
He made a pillar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rock, the stone that he slept on, he set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And he called the place Bethel, which means house of God.
House of God.
And he made a vow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I think, I mean, the process of changing his character started right here.
Right here.
Because he said, if God will be with me and watch over me on this journey I'm taking, will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God.
Mm-hmm.
And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I'll give you a tenth.
Oh.
So it started to change a little bit right here.
Right.
And I don't know where Abraham's faith, as it were, was before, or not Abraham, Jacob's faith was before this, but, you know, he said, okay, you've made me this promise.
Right.
And, okay, you take me there, you keep me clothed and fed, you bring me back, then, yeah, you'll be my God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we go on with Jacob, he
goes through a lot.
He goes through a lot. He was no saint, mm-hmm, by any stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some, I have to wonder if he didn't suffer from depression at some point.
Could be.
Because there's a lot of, so I'd like to get together with Dr. Angel and talk about
right,
that.
Right, there you go.
Talk about that. But, you know, it was a long road for him.
Right.
But I tell you what, by the time you get to the end of the book of Genesis, Jacob is a changed person.
Changed.
Inside and out.
Process.
Yeah.
Process. So he has this amazing moment, like I had something amazing in 1979, and I've had many amazing times like this in God since.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the beginning. That was the first time that in all my years growing up as a pastor's daughter, a missionary's kid, being an associate pastor at that same time, I was the youth pastor when that happened to me. And it was life-changing for me, because I was suddenly realizing that God was promising me some incredible things that he was going to do in my life. I mean, little did I know at that point, standing there with that prophet's hands on me as he spoke those words, that I'd be sitting in this chair, you know, in a control room in a radio station in Clearwater, Florida, so many years later, pastoring a church, and all the things that have happened to me through the years, missionary work, all of it. And knowing back then simply that I was called, like Jacob, to go out to a place where he didn't know where you're going.
Well, and I've had some very similar things happen. I know, surprise runs through the crowd.
Right. Right.
But I remember I was part of a church we had not split off. We had kind of budded off of Indianapolis Christian Fellowship with that pastor's blessing, because we had Greenfield Christian Fellowship.
Yeah, right.
And we had some missionaries come in, and they prophesied over me that I would be worship leader.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I'm thinking, yeah, right, whatever. I mean, you know, that was nice, but they also said I'd be, you know, teaching, right? Teaching and leading praising, mm-hmm. leading praising. Mm-hmm. And so much happened within the next probably 4 years after that. I mean, that was that time I went, yeah. I was in my wilderness for a right. while. And I never forgot that promise.
Right. No, you though. Don't forget those, because, those moments.
You know, I knew, oddly enough, I knew before I was saved that I was to be a pastor teacher. I emphasize the teacher part.
Right.
I knew that before I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God had planted that in my heart.
Right.
And it was confirmed several times by several people prophesying over me.
Right.
But then the dream died. Well, right. The dream didn't die, but it got buried.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
It happens. And,
yeah.
But, you know, and I know if you've listened to the show long enough, y'all have heard this story. But God brought me back.
Right.
And the funny thing is, it's like, ended up starting a church in Chicago.
Right.
Where I was not only the pastor teacher, but also the worship leader.
The worship leader, of course.
Then issues happened with that. And, of course, at that point, I swore.
Never again.
Never, ever will I do this.
Been there, done that, too.
I will never do this again. I had, oddly enough, several issues with a female leadership because I had such clashes with an elder of mine. So it got in his wonderful sense of humor when we moved down here. I started looking for a church, and the one that just seemed right was Beacon.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not, but it was so funny because then, of course, we found out that first Sunday that we both were from Indiana, both went to Ball State, and now I'm associate pastor.
Right.
In a church that's pastored by a woman.
By a woman. yeah.
Wasn't... And I'm helping to lead the worship.
Worship again.
You know?
Right.
So, God's gifts and calling are irrevocable.
Yes,
and
that is right.
I know that applies primarily to Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But it in one very broad sense, it applies to all of us. He gave us gifts and callings. And
amen.
He doesn't pull them back.
No.
He wants to develop them in us. And, you know, yeah, in some cases, it takes, I'm sure, longer than what would have been his perfect will, but he did it. And he's still developing it. Yeah.
Right. And we see that with Jacob. But when he had this experience with God and he realized that God really was there for him, even though he did, after this, go through some really difficult times, that knowledge never left him. Mm-hmm. And we see in verse 16 of Genesis 28 that when Jacob wakes up from his sleep, he says, "Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place." How vital is that? That when we realize that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us, surely the presence of the Lord is right here in my heart. Mm-hmm. And this makes me powerful. This makes me more than a conqueror. It causes me to be able to do exploits for God. It causes me to rise above my human frailties and my own, you know, indecision or my own weird weariness sometimes that happens. You know what I mean? Weird weariness. I don't know where that came from. But you know what I'm saying? And because we have a vision of God and where he's taken us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And it's that, well, with Solomon wrote in Proverbs, without a prophetic vision, the people
right.
perish.
That's right.
And I know if I hadn't had that vision,
right,
that promise that God had given me, I probably would have just walked away completely, but something stuck.
Absolutely.
Inside.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I would just tell our listeners, you know, maybe you got a promise from God.
Right.
Maybe you think you walked too far away.
You have not.
You have not. You have not walked too far away.
Amen.
Jesus has already been to hell and back for
right.
you.
Right.
And so there's no place you can go.
Yeah.
That's too far for God to bring you back. Believe me. Believe me on that one.
Well, it's so true. And because, yes, I did not want to be a pastor, and that's another story, but here I am. And in all of God's dealings with me since that moment in 1979, even though I struggled with being in the ministry, not wanting to do that, etc., yet God had a plan, and I eventually fell in line. And Jacob falls in line with the plan of God. And, you know, it's interesting, audience, that so often we can fight God changing us. We can fight what God's plan is for us. We can say, now I don't want to do that. No, that you got the wrong person. And we can really hesitate. But when we have an experience of really seeing God in our lives, things change. And I believe that this event for Jacob was a game changer mm-hmm. that night. Because he said, surely the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, presence of the Lord is in this place. God's here. He didn't wake up and say, oh, that was a crazy dream. I must have had pizza last night, you know? No, he says the first thing out of his mouth is recorded, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. You know? I find this fascinating, Pastor Jim. So those of you out there that are maybe going through a time of discouragement and maybe a time of fear and wondering where God is anyway and why he isn't answering your prayers or why you're still stuck in the illness you're in or the financial burden you're in, God has a plan. He's working his plan. And he wants us to realize that he wants to open the windows of heaven for us and pour out a blessing so big that we can hardly believe it. As we follow him and his direction in our life, that's what he wants to do. You want to comment on that before I play this song?
Well, that's why it's important to be in the Word, because that's where all the promises are. And you know me, I'm a big one to back up whatever people tell me. Oh, I have a word from you, for you from the Lord.
Right.
It had better be in the Bible somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know?
Right.
But get hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, what you said before is so true. He doesn't tell us to do something he will not equip us for.
That's right.
I mean, he's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us the Word. He's given us other believers. And he will equip us
yeah.
to do whatever he's called us to do,
mm-hmm.
No matter how long it takes.
Right.
He will equip us to do that. And otherwise, he will never ask us to do something that we cannot do.
Right.
Because he will always equip us
and
through either spiritual gifts or
right.
whatever.
He will.
You know. He will equip us for that.
I've heard it said, he does not call the already equipped. He equips the called.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So whatever God has in store for you in your life, and maybe he's speaking to you right now, he will bring what you need in your life to make that happen. This song is such an amazing song. You have no idea what I'm about to play, Pastor Jim. It's by Sandy Patty, We Shall Behold Him. Because, and this is going to bring the tears, I know, you know, yeah. to many of you in the audience, and especially Pastor Jim and maybe me too. But when we see God working in our lives and we have it a moment, whatever that moment is, where he reveals his reality to us, that he's real, that he loves us, that he's got a plan for our lives, it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Patty. From our area, Indiana.
Unfold, preparing his entrance.
God, we shall behold him face to face. We're going to live with him for all eternity if we acknowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and accept him into our heart and make him Lord of our lives. And that's what it's all about. What does that song do for you, and how does it relate to Jacob right here?
Oh.
I know.
I hear that song and I'm like right there, ready to go. Well, Jacob beheld the Lord. You know, he saw the Lord just like we're going to, you know.
He did.
Yeah, we're going to when Jesus comes back. Jacob got that special vision of the Lord. And not everybody gets that. I mean,
that's right.
Those of us who believe, praise God, we're going to see Jesus, either as, you know, either there or in the air, as we used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacob saw the Lord.
Mm, yeah.
And his response, I was thinking, was a lot like Isaiah's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Isaiah had a similar reaction. He said, "Woe is me. I'm a person of unclean lips. I dwell among a people of unclean lips." Wow. You know,
yeah.
That was... You know, and seeing God, having that revelation of God, whether it's an actual vision or mm-hmm. even when God gives you a revelation, it strips away a lot of our pretension.
I think it does.
A lot of our, because you can't pretend in front of God. We can pretend in front of people all day long, but God sees our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows. I mean, I think of David writing Psalm 139. You know, I love the way, I think it's King James. You know, my down sitting and my uprising. You know, when I sit down and when I get
right.
back up. You know what I'm going to say before it's even on my lips, Lord.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were there. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
And where can I go from your spirit? If
right.
I go up to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in the place of the dead, you're there.
Right.
Wow. What an amazing, I mean, that is one awesome God.
Right.
And we can try, like Adam and Eve, like Jonah, to run away
right.
from what God called.
And so many people try that, Pastor Jim. I mean, you and I both have tried that. And so many people are like, man, this is too hard to walk this life and depend on promises that God gives me. It's just too hard. I can't do it. How many times do we know people that say that very thing? And we've said it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And, you know, walking with God entails certain responsibilities on our part. You know, there are things God wants to do in our lives, and some of those things are uncomfortable. Some of those things that he wants to take out of our lives for our own good are things we'd much rather hold on to.
Yeah, and you know that Jacob had, at this point, 77 years. That's a long time, and a lot of times we say, oh, well, I'm just setting my ways. Those are habits that I have. But yet he has a life-changing transformation right here with a dream that God gives mm-hmm. him and talks to him and says, reassures him, you're on the right path, son. Keep moving. Mm-hmm. You know, I got it all right here. And it was a moment where Jacob could only say, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Right. He says, there's no doubt.
There's no doubt.
God's here.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder I'm glad God said what he said. I'm going to take you there. I'm going to bring you back. Because I think Jacob would have set up that pillar and thought, okay, God lives here, but he's not going to be with me all the way to Mesopotamia and back.
But he did.
God said, I'm going to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I'm stuck here. I'll be with you and I'll bring
right.
you back.
And you know that God wants to say that to our listeners today, that whatever you're going through, God is with you. All the most frequent promise in the Word of God, and I didn't count this up, but Kenneth Copeland or somebody like that did many years ago. In the Word, there's 365 times, that's one for each day, that says, I'm with you always, or I'll never leave you or forsake you. That same concept right there. Why? What? We need to be reminded every day, don't we? And sometimes 2,900 times in one day that God's not going to leave us.
Well, especially in this day and age, you know.
Why do you say that?
Well, it takes a strong, I'm trying to think of the right words. It takes well, I don't think without Jesus I could bear to watch the news.
Right, exactly.
Let me put it that way. Because there's so little
mm-hmm.
good news. And I know what's going on out there. I mean, I know I have other
right.
news feeds on my phone where I know there's revival happening. I mean, people are getting saved on the streets of Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's really cool.
Cool.
But so much turmoil, so much stuff. It's, and again, I know I've quoted this before on the radio show. It's no wonder Jesus said men's hearts failing them for fear.
For fear.
Well, without having Jesus without knowing God in your life, without having the promises and the hope that's given us, I'd be scared to death.
Right.
Quite honestly.
And with Jacob here going to a place he did not know, fear had to be part of the equation. And that's why our Wednesday night post was hashtag fear not, because God will come and reassure us and calm our fears and ease. He's the best Xanax there ever was, right?
Oh, praise God.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never taken it, but I hear it does calm people down. But, you know, anxiety, panic, fear, doubt, worry. These are the tools of the devil in our lives to try to get us to give up on the promises, Pastor Jim. Give up. That's what the devil wants us to do. Just give up, lay down, and just give up.
Right. Well, we ain't going to.
We're not.
And I was thinking, I don't know if anybody went with Jacob.
We don't know. It doesn't say.
Nobody else has ever mentioned here. And that was a long journey.
Long journey.
Could have gotten, I mean, think. What
hundreds of miles, was it?
Yeah. What if there's mm-hmm. bandits out there? What
right.
if, you know, what if I get waylaid by thieves or
right.
something? And, you know, God said, don't worry. I'm going to go with you.
Right.
I'm going to go with you, and I'll bring you back.
Right.
And we know, you know, he went away. Well, actually, I think it does say somewhere in Scripture, he went away as one person.
Yeah.
But came back a multitude.
Right. He sure did.
You know.
Came back a multitude.
You know, because he came back with all of his, you know, all of his sons, his wives.
Right.
A whole lot, all those flocks and possessions.
Yeah.
So that would have taken servants, so.
But it was, you know, it's like, it just goes right along with what God was reassuring him. You're going to come back, you know. And I think where the devil comes in so often is he's a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said it in John 8 about verse 41, 2, 4, someplace in there, that, you know, don't listen to him. He's a liar and the father of lies, you know. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so I think as an admonition to our listeners, so often we need to be delivered from those voices in our past and those old tapes that play. And the junk that the devil puts in there on a daily basis to get us so afraid and scared that we can't step out in faith and
right.
and let those promises happen.
Right, right. Well, yeah, because, well, like I said earlier, you're right. I mean, sure, Jacob had heard stories from Rebecca, certainly, of the family there and all that, you know,
right.
all her relatives. But still, it was a long way, and he didn't know what was going to happen when
right.
he got there. Would the family even accept him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he was the he was Rebecca's son, but he had no guarantee.
Right.
How are they going to know?
Right. I mean, he didn't
anybody
have credentials or papers, right?
Right. Yeah, it's like anybody could have walked up and said, hey, I'm Jacob. I'm Rebecca's boy.
Right. Yeah, there's just no way back in these times. We're talking, what, 4,000 years before Jesus? So, I mean, civilization was not at all like it even was 2,000 years later, you know? So, yeah, this is a big leap of faith, you know, that he's taking right here. But so often we feel like we're taking a big leap of faith when we step out and really follow God's direction.
Right. Well, but we need to.
We have to. We have to. So for whatever your situation is right now, dear listener, whatever God's speaking to your heart to do, more than likely, he's already planted all kinds of promises in you. The call doesn't usually say, here, I want you to do this without any backup of the promises of God. Our backup is the word of God. You know, the word of God, it says, it's our sword, you know? And the word of God is what you need. And that's why we played that song earlier in the show, Word of God Speak. We need God to speak to us. That's why we do these shows week after week. In our 11th year, we have planted a whole lot of word of God across the airwaves globally. And with Starcom Radio Network in like 60 cities across the United States, this show plays on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m., And here live, and then on the podcast, and then on our website where these shows go. We're planting the word of God. Why are we doing that, Pastor Jim, before I get to this next song?
We are planting it because we know that the word will not be dormant.
Amen.
It will grow. It will produce a harvest
yes.
in people's lives.
Yeah.
We're not just throwing it out to throw it out as
right.
something powerless.
Right.
Like I said before, the word of God is living and active.
Mm-hmm.
As we speak it into your hearts, listeners, our prayer is that it land in good soil, that it would produce a harvest in your own life.
Yes.
So that the harvest that you are able to have, you can sow into other people's
lives. Amen. 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 And, you know, when the doubt and the fear and the panic and all that starts, which it does, because that happens, we're human. When that stuff starts, we've got to stop it quickly, you know, and realize that God wants to deliver us from that. Because it's too easy just to go down that rabbit hole of fear and doubt and not rely on the promises that God has given us. That's why we're teaching this series, Precious Promises. Listen to this song, You Deliver Me. I think it's by Selah, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. One of my favorites. Oh, let it encourage you right now. It's been a really good show. Great stuff that God's doing right here.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain. This powerful emotion lifts me up above the plane. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. When the road is winding, way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. You
Sometimes that road does feel way too long. Maybe you're one of those out there that has an illness that just keeps hanging on, or financial struggle that just keeps hanging on. We haven't had anybody's text for a specific prayer, but But I want us to agree in prayer right now. Lord, for all those out there who will listen later on, and whatever the need is, I'm just feeling like there's a lot of like persistent problems that are just hanging on with people. And Lord, we just ask you right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the precious name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb, that you would break the power of those obstacles, Amen. The illnesses, the debt, the financial problems, the relationship problems, whatever the problems are that are hanging over our listeners, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to break the power of those things and release them into all the blessing that you have for them. We ask you in prayer, believing and faith, believing that you can hear us, you do hear us, and you will answer our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, talk to us, Pastor Jim. Kind of sum this stuff up. I think it's interesting how the chapter ends. Do you want to talk about how the chapter 28 of Genesis ends?
Sure. Let me get back to that. Well, I've always liked the Jacob story. And, you know, at the end of chapter 28, Jacob made that vow. And he said, if you'll watch over me, take care of me, bring me back here, then you'll be my God. And he did that because obviously God had revealed himself to Abraham, to Isaac, and now to Jacob. And Jacob stuck to that because, you know, and apparently instilled that into all of his sons, as we'll see later, and changed the name of the town there. It used to be Luz, now it's Bethel, and that was just north of Jerusalem.
Right.
And he said, I'm going to give you a tenth.
Mm-hmm. And, tithing began, yeah. Clear back.
And, you know, Abraham did that initially with Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
And here Jacob says, I'll give you a tenth. And if you skip ahead, you see he had just gobs of flocks, mm-hmm. when he came back.
Oh, he was so blessed.
So he either sacrificed or I don't know what he did with them, but somehow he gave them to God. I'm not sure what he did, but he said, I'll give you a tenth.
Right.
And that's pretty amazing because, well, so often people say, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Or that's tithing is under the law.
Right.
No, it's not. It happened about 400 years before the law was given. You know, this is 400 or 500 years before Moses received the law.
Right.
So, you know, it's not, and it's gratitude. I think that's what stuck out to me on Wednesday when we talked about this. It's an act of gratitude.
It's an act of gratitude.
And Paul even calls it in 2 Corinthians an act of grace.
Amen.
You know, it's an act of grace.
It is.
Because
yes,
you know, you're what's that old song? I give thee but thine own. You know, I give thee but thine own most. I forget the rest of it, but I remember we'd sing that in church when I was a kid. We're just giving back to him out of gratefulness what he's given us.
Absolutely.
And I think if we think in terms like that, then 10% is nothing.
Right, exactly. You know, that's interesting you brought that up and equated it with gratitude, because that's so right. I was reading something this morning. It said when things are really going bad, when you don't know where the answer is and you can't seem to come out of something, is when you need to go into full-blown gratitude mode, okay? Not complaining mode, but full-blown gratitude mode, that God's got this. And, you know, if you have to give this issue to God over and over again during the day, then do it, because God's got this.
Right.
And we have to get into full-blown gratitude mode when things are looking bleak, when things are not looking well for us, and we have no idea how God's going to sort out this mess this time. Full-blown gratitude. Talk to me.
Well, and that, if we're grumbling and complaining, we're not going to be able to hear what God wants to do because Amen. We're too busy
right.
looking at the issue or looking at the problem, looking inside ourselves instead of looking, as the writer of Hebrews said, looking away unto Jesus, the right. author and perfecter of our faith. We keep our eyes stuck on whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're not looking at Jesus.
Right.
Because he's the beginning and the end of our faith. And we need to be looking at him because then we can hear what he says.
Oh, amen.
You know, when he speaks to us, we'll be able to hear. And yeah, I like what you said about how are you going to get me out of this, you know, this mess now. Usually the messes of our own making.
Usually.
But there's no mess so big
right.
that God can't clean it up for us.
Right. You know, full-blown gratitude.
Right.
Lord, I'm grateful. I praise you. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you, God, that you have the answer before I see it. Mm-hmm. I praise you and thank you. I'm in full-blown gratitude mode right here. I thank you, God, that no matter what it is, that I am facing right now, you're bigger and stronger. You are able to move that mountain in my life. Didn't Jesus say in Mark 11, 22, 23, talk to that problem, that mountain.
Speak to the mountain.
Speak to it. Speak to it. So, dear one, speak to that mountain in your life right now. Speak to that situation that seems overwhelming. And begin to say, get gone. Move into the lake, into the sea. And Jesus went on to say, if you don't doubt in your heart that God can do it, if you don't doubt, then it's going to happen. And I think the doubt is where we get into so many problems.
Right. Well, and I've seen this little meme on Facebook and other places about don't tell God how big your mountain is.
Right. That's Joel Osteen.
That's not what Mark said. Mark said, when Mark wrote that, he said, speak to the mountain. Tell that mountain how big your God is.
How big
is.
Your God is. What a wonderful thought there. Thank you, Pastor Jim. It's been a great show. Probably one of our best. And I thank you for your time and taking this labor of love.
I love doing it.
You're great.
I love being here.
You're great. I do too. So we remind you that we are Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. You can go to our webpage or our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. You can give of your tithes and offerings to support this radio ministry by going to the bottom of the homepage to donations. Click on that and a PayPal will open up and you can give that way. Because let's give of our tithes and offerings to support the work of the Lord. That's what it's all about. We welcome you to join us on Thursday night for our Go Yard Show, the life coaching show, 6:06 p.m. right here on this station, tantalknetwork.com, with Dr. Angel and me, Mama Mac. And we really encourage you to make a note, put an alarm on your phone or something, and remind yourself for Wednesday at 7:30. We try to start right on that moment, that dot of time. Go ahead, PJ.
Oh, okay, for the Facebook post.
For the Facebook post, yes. So try your best to remember to join us on Wednesday nights at 7:30. It's not far to Jesus, and it's been a joy to be with you tonight, today, bringing the Word of God to you. Pastor Jim Ellsbury and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries. Join us again next week right at 3 o'clock Eastern, and we will be right here in these chairs ready to bring the Word of God to you again. His loving arms are open to you. If you have a prayer need, we encourage you, use our prayer line. That's email. And we've been doing this for years now and seen tremendous answers to prayer. And write prayers at bohmglobal.com. If you have a question for Pastor Jim, his email is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Mine is pastor@bohmglobal.com. So there's how to reach us. Our text number for 24/7, 365, 727-888-4171. So it's not far to Jesus. We will see you next week. God bless you. Have a great week.